Lazio.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMS text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak, on the phone to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Welcome back to the second part of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program. And in lieu of our folk rock set, we're going to have a visit with Chris Matthews, who's coming to Pittsburgh for UU Song Space on Saturday, May 10th. And first up will be her track, Suit and Tie.
That wasn't them at all. Never felt like one or the other of those decals that assigned us to a bathroom stall. They turned 18, went to court, paid the fees, chose a new name to be called. They were a boy. They realized that wasn't them at all. I've been a girl from as far back as my memory recalls. never looked much like the others. I was always too big, always too tall. Loved Carolina blue, loved my He-Man shoes and playing basketball. I've been a girl from as far back as my memory recalls. Girl and who's a guy, but this heart beating in my chest knows the truth I can't deny. I might look good in a dress, but I feel better in a suit and tie. It's been a boy from as far back as his memory recalls. Never looked much like the others. He was always too soft, always too small. Loved to dance and sing and cut up fashion magazines for all his paper dolls. As far back as his memory recalls. She's been a girl since before she knew the word trans at all. Never felt much like the others, trapped inside the casket confines of their gender's walls. Tennessee. Now she's so scared she can barely breathe from all their hateful laws. She's been a girl since before she knew the word trans at all. A girl and who's a guy, but this heart beating in my chest knows the truth I can't deny. I might look good in a dress, but I feel better in a suit and tie. Yeah, I look good in a dress, but I look better in a suit and tie.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Chris Matthews with Suit and Tie from her most recent record, Reclamation. And she happens to be on the line. Hi there, Chris.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I told you before we started the interview that this song really hit me a lot because as I get older, I'm realizing more and more that these kinds of things like the expansive gender identities that people express don't really matter. It's who they are and what they do.
They matter to them, I think. I think it's that language of, you know, how we get away from saying things like, I don't see color. You want to see it. You want to see the things that make people unique. You want to see the things
exactly.
That make them different, but you want to be able to give them the freedom to be able to express themselves as they feel.
I've noticed you do this in several of your songs. It sounds like that song has got different stories in it about different people.
It does. It has four different stories.
It. Yeah.
Absolutely. It starts out with a non-binary person who, you know, is just trying to exist as they see themselves in the world. The second verse is about me. The third verse is someone who is male born, but who presents very feminine, very atypical of what we expect masculinity to look like so much, so often. And then we end with someone who is trans, just trying to make sure that everybody is represented as much as you can in a 4-minute song, but just to make sure that visibility is there for people and that they know that they matter, their stories matter, how they identify and who they are, it matters.
Like I said, that song really struck me. I think I've now played it twice on the air. Well, now three times on the air with this interview.
Thank you for doing that. It's an important one. I appreciate that very much.
You play the guitar a lot differently than I do. You play it upside down like Libby Cotton.
I do. I mean, no impediment for me. I just didn't learn how to play left-handed, so that way I've got more choices of guitars. So that's why it's upside down and backwards.
Well, I just got to ask you, what do you do about the banjo?
So actually, it's an unstealable banjo. So my friend Kathy Fink helped me get a banjo strung similarly to how I'm used to aurally hearing the strings of the guitar, with the bass strings being on the bottom. So the drone is where it's supposed to be. The drone string is where it's supposed to be. But the rest of the strings, they're ordered atypically. They're ordered the way I'm used to kind of hearing the strings sound when I play my guitar, because it's played upside down and backwards. So it's nice. I never worry about anybody stealing my banjo, because I'm sure I'll get it back really quick if they ever do.
Oh, Chris, that's hilarious. I mean, the banjo mystifies me as all by itself, and there you are with one with the high drone string up at the top, but then you've got the rest of the treble string right next
to it. Everything else is just wild. It's just wild times in that banjo case.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much for chatting with us. Yeah. We are chatting with you because you are going to be coming to Pittsburgh. Appearing at UU Song Space on Saturday, May 10th, and Brad Yoder is going to open for you. Yeah. And for more information about that concert, you can go to uusongspace.com. And you seem to do a lot of work both by yourself and also with a group, with a band, as it were. How do you approach the music differently in those situations?
Yeah, I think because my background is in music or music education, I thought I was going to be a high school band director before I moved to the lucrative profession of folk singing. And so I'm very much used to kind of hearing many parts in my head at the same time with regards to music. And so even though most of the time when I'm performing live, it's usually just me with my guitar or me with the banjo, often what's happening in my head is what it sounds like on the albums, on the recordings. And so that's why it's always such a fun treat for me to actually be able to put them down the way that they kind of sound and feel like they should be. And once in a while I get a chance to tour with a full band, but it's such an expensive endeavor and things are just so crazy right now for the music industry. I don't get to do that as often as I'd like, but I'm very, very happy that the songs exist in the world the way that they sound in my head.
You are one of the very few musicians whose websites I've visited where there's a mission statement.
Yes.
I'll just read it real quickly. To amplify the voices of the unheard, to shed light on the unseen, and to be a steadfast reminder that hope and love are the truest pathways to equity and justice.
Yes, I believe that wholeheartedly.
Man, you set yourself up with quite a tough mission to follow.
I feel like the music does the heavy lifting, though, so I've got the easy job.
Well, you seem to cover all sorts of different issues, drugs, gender identity, violence against women. Yeah. You cover all sorts of things.
Yeah.
What got you started being a social justice musician as opposed to a band director?
Well, those are two different stories. So what started me being a band director, what left me, you know, astray from the path of being a band director was actually when I was in school. I went to Appalachian State University, and my college roommate at the time was also in the School of Music, but she had a band. And this one particular night, their keyboard player for the band had gotten sick, and she asked if I could fill in, which, of course, because I'm a preacher's kid, a PK, you know, my chops on the keys are decent. Somebody's got to fill in for the church lady when she calls in. And so that was sometimes me. So I told her I would get her through the gig. She said, okay, that's great. And then you also have to sing a song. So I sang one song and had the night of my life, went home, wrote my first song, entered that in the campus talent show at App, won first place, and have been writing songs ever since. So that's that story. That's what led me astray from the also lucrative profession of band directing. But what got me focused on the mission that I try to live by and create by. I think I could trace that very easily back to the killing of Trayvon Martin. His death impacted me tremendously. I'm the oldest of my grandparents, 9 grandkids, and the 2 youngest boys, my boys, they're 8 years younger than me, and their sweet little faces, they look so much like him. And so seeing that happen to him made me feel like that was a thing that could happen to them. And that just terrified me. And I had this platform. I had the pleasure and privilege of getting to have tough conversations with folks with their undivided attention. And so I wanted to make sure I was having important and necessary conversations with them and using that platform as I felt like I should.
Like Woody Guthrie, I don't hear too many love songs or general pop songs in what you come up with. I mean, the only thing I can remember he did was Hanukkah dance for his mother-in-law, for his Jewish mother-in-law.
Yeah, there are a few. I have a few in there, but it's just, to me, the social justice songs, I don't think of them as being separate from the love songs. I think this country's history is kind of a reflection on love in action. Most of the things that move this nation forward are always centered and rooted in love. And so to me, those songs are not too separate from one another. The traditional love songs, love and life songs, and these social justice songs, they're just a different kind of love expressed.
We are chatting with Chris Matthews, in part because she's coming to Pittsburgh for UU Song Space on May 10th. But wherever you are listening to this conversation, make sure you go out and support live and local music series.
Absolutely.
I don't care if you're listening in Nashville, where Chris happens to live, or in Negaunee, Michigan, or wherever. You make sure you support live music. It's really important. How do audiences respond to you?
Usually pretty well. It's very rare that someone will have a strong adverse reaction to my songs. I think because even when I'm singing about those really heavy, difficult things, I try to always come at them from a place of love and hope. And so I feel like because of that, people are maybe able to engage with them in a different way than they do just having somebody kind of angrily yell at them, which is fine. I mean, there's certainly cause for that in these times in which we are living, for sure. But for me, you know, my mission is to always try to get people to think about things the way that they maybe haven't before. And that sometimes requires having a gentler hand at the beginning. And so I try to do that. So I think because of that, I don't often get a lot of shenanigans, I will say. It's usually a lot of happy tears and feeling very understood, and a lot of crying and hugging at the merch table, which is always lovely.
Well, now that you've told me about your past life planning on being a band director, a lot of the music makes sense. I mean, it does. And also being a PK, you know, a preacher's kid. I mean, you can hear some of those influences in how you arrange things when you are playing with others.
For sure.
Now, since you're going to be coming to Pittsburgh all by yourself, I think we have picked out a song that you have recently released, a single that the version we're going to play is just you and your guitar. It's called Sleeves Up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so that song was written after the election. And of course, the version that we released, the single, my friend and fellow singer-songwriter and changemaker and good troublemaker, Seth Glear, produced that song. And we put a lot of intention into the way that it was produced. We used bucket drums instead of traditional percussion because we wanted it to feel like people in the streets. We released it on Inauguration Day because that was very important to release this particular song then. It was written from a place of reminding people that even though the landscape was going to look vastly different than what I think a lot of us hoped and thought it was going to look like for these next 4 years, the mission has not changed. Forward, ever forward, always forward. And that is going to require us to roll up our sleeves and do a lot of hard work these next several years, as these first few months have taught us, because we are so exhausted already. But that was why I wanted to release that song, because I wanted people to stay fired up, to stay fueled up, and to be willing and ready to be marching in those streets and have a really great soundtrack as they do.
The song is called Sleeves Up.
We didn't win this time, and that's all right. It doesn't mean that we won't still win this fight.
And it's a little darker now, but that's all right. It makes it easier to gather up the light. So wipe your face dry, roll your sleeves up. Even when they knock you down, you get back up, you don't give up. I know it hurts so bad to be so close, to have your dreams seem to all go up in smoke. And I know you're scared now, I know you're tired, but keep your mind set on freedom and your eyes on the prize. Wipe your face dry, roll your sleeves up. Even when they knock you down, you get back up, you don't give up. I know it feels like this is the end, but if we stop hoping, we stop fighting, and that's how a tyrant wins. It's not a marathon, it's not a sprint, it's a 1,000-day relay race. So rest and resist again. Wipe your face dry, roll your sleeves up. Even when they knock you down, you get back up, you don't give up. Even when they knock you down, you get back up, you don't give up. We didn't come this far just to come this far when there's so much left to lose. We didn't come this far just to come this far when the future's ours to choose. We didn't come this far just to come this far, not get what we were due. We didn't come this far just to come this far, so put on your marching shoes. Wipe your face dry, roll your sleeves up. Even when they knock you down, you get back up, you don't give up. Wipe your face dry, roll your sleeves up. Even when they knock you down, you get back up, you don't give up. Wipe your face dry, roll your sleeves up. Even when they knock you down, you get back up, you don't give up. Even when they knock you down, you get back up, you don't give up. Even when they knock you down, you get back up, you don't give up. No, you don't give up. No, you don't give up.
Thank you so much, y'all. My name is Chris Matthews. Thank you so much for listening.
Welcome back, everybody. You just heard Chris Matthews do Sleeves Up, a song that she released on Inauguration Day 2025. Yeah, Chris, a lot of us feel we have a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell folks how they can learn more about you and your music?
Yeah, so you can find me almost everywhere on the internet. I'm just at Chris Matthews almost everywhere. You do have to spell it correctly or you'll end up at the Hardball website, and I just don't want that for you. It's Chris is spelled C-R-Y-S. It's just short for Old School Crystal. No bells and whistles, no mystery H's in there, just C-R-Y-S and Matthews with two T's. So you can find me on YouTube, even on Blue Sky, all over social media, and anywhere that you get your music. You can also get music straight from me as well at chrismatthews.com.
When you're not working on your own music, who do you listen to?
Oh my goodness. Well, as my mother would say, in times like these, I am very, very preoccupied with preserving my peace so that I can go out there and continue to do this work and help other people stay in this fight so that maybe we aren't fighting so hard for so long. And so because of that, I try to listen to people like my good friend and sister in song, Kashana. Her music is always one of the first places I turn when I need my well filled back up. Of course, my partner on and off stage, Heather May, just released two phenomenal album, so I'm listening to her. I'm also listening to a pretty good bit of Maren Morris. I love Maren, so I listen to a bunch of her. And of course, so many of the wonderful folk musicians who have been doing this for so long. Holly Nears, Sweet Honey in the Rock, so many others. So that's pretty much what you can find me listening to most of the time.
Chris Matthews and I are having a great time as we chat about her upcoming appearance in Pittsburgh at UU Songspace on May 10th at 7:30 p.m. The doors will open at 7. And artists don't like to be asked this question because the answer is always, oh, they're all my favorites. but if you were to be advising someone who, this is the first time they've heard of you,
yeah,
where would you send them?
Reclamation or to?
I absolutely would. I would send them first to Reclamation and then immediately to Changemakers. Changemakers was released in 2021, in March of 2021. And it is a front-to-back social justice album, started with love and bookended with hope. It definitely was written with the intensity of the first time on this wild merry-go-ride on which we found ourselves again. So I would say immediately, once you listen to Reclamation, immediately go to Changemakers and put that on repeat. Put both of those on repeat and put Sleeves Up right in between the two.
Why, thank you for not asking us to go to Spotify so you can get... 1/10 of a cent every time
Absolutely
we play one
not.
Of your tracks.
Mama didn't raise no fool, no.
What do you find gives you hope?
Oh, the people. The people I meet, the people I come in contact with. I think because I get to do this job, and I get to do this job all over, it's really hard not to be hopeful when you go into places like LaGrange, Texas, and sing the kinds of songs that I sing in a room full of people who are just as fired up as people in, you know, New Hampshire or in Massachusetts or in DC or in California. To be able to go all over this nation and see so many people in so many different places, so deeply committed to trying to make this country and this world a better place, it is impossible not to be hopeful when you get to see that day in and day out. And that's what I have the privilege of getting to do. And I try to keep that hope burning fiercely so that I can go share some of it with other people.
One of the things I've noticed about your recent records, I confess I've not gone back to your entire back catalog, but with your recent records, is that the songs have got important points in them, but they're not preachy.
Yeah.
How do you manage to do that as a songwriter?
Very carefully. No, I always say when I'm teaching social justice songwriting, one of the first things I teach folks is that the point of the songs is for somebody to actually listen to them. And people's ears just seem to shut off when they feel attacked, when they feel vilified. And so if the point is to actually get someone to listen to what it is you have to say so that they can maybe reconsider their position or at least engage in dialogue with you about it, they have to be able to hear it first. And that requires being able to not water it down. I mean, I am saying incredibly pointed things, I think, in all of those songs, but there is a way to have those conversations in such a way that people don't feel attacked, in such a way that they actually will allow themselves to hear the full song before they want to say something else to you. And I think that's very important. I think if there were enough of us already doing this work, we would not be in the exact same place we ran from just a short time ago. We still have work to do. We still have people that we have got to be able to reach, and that requires being able to engage with them. And so I try to stay mindful of that as I'm writing these songs, because that is my sincere hope, that perhaps someone who has never sat down and had a conversation with a non-binary person before will listen to a song like Suit and Tie and maybe reevaluate their perception of what it is like and what it means to be non-binary. Maybe they will have a little less likelihood of being so terrified of trans people that they will stop voting the way that they vote. But in order to do that, they have to be able to hear another perspective.
Many years ago, I spoke with John McCutcheon, and we were talking about his song Christmas in the Trenches. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the songwriting there, and it really is important if you want to make a point. In this case, it's an anti-war song, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it's a song that's based on a story. And I get that sense in some of your songs, too. There are vignettes, there's storytelling. It's not just, here's what I believe, do this.
Exactly. Because that's not what anything is. We have so many people who say things like, you know, why is everything so political? Why is everything so political? And the thing is, for those of us who are living those things that other people are voting on, they're not political to us. Those are just our lived experiences. Those are just our lives. And so to be able to drive that point home, for people to be able to empathize with folks, they have to be able to see those folks. They have to be able to see those stories to perhaps think, what if that was me? What if that had happened to me? The song, This Kind of War, that is about the opioid crisis. crisis. So many of our friends and neighbors have been impacted by that, but there's so much shame and stigma around it that we just don't talk about it enough. And so we have to be able to get people to be less preoccupied with what is happening only to them and be able to empathize with what is happening to the rest of the people around them in their own communities. And so I try very much to humanize a lot of these issues because they are happening to human people. And so it seems like a pretty easy leap to get the message across in a story because that is someone's story.
Stories connect with us a lot better than preaching. Sorry, nothing. Don't mean to reflect on your parents. It is you are a PK.
No offense taken.
Chris Matthews, this has been a whole lot of fun. I think we've got one more song picked out for us to do. And, you know, I'm teasing you about being a PK, but I think this song gets right at the matter like Jesus would.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs off of the new album. You know, in Tennessee, which is home for me now, I'm from North Carolina originally, but I live in Nashville now. It is such a complex thing to see so many people who fancy themselves Christian and are so loud with labeling themselves as such, but seem so very incapable of actually living their lives the way that Jesus did. And so the hypocrisy of that and the way that that hypocrisy is impacting so many people, especially in this current climate, that's kind of what's at the heart of that song is asking people to challenge their perception of kind of their own relationship with their spirituality and with their religion and kind of interrogate that. You know, the song says, it's referencing this church that I saw actually in New Hampshire. I saw this lovely church just covered with pride flags in the month of June, which was a very stark contrast to what I had seen back home in Tennessee, which was a bunch of churches with incredibly hateful things on their marquees because it was Pride Month. And so asking people to challenge themselves, it says, I bet they vote like Jesus would, like the choice they make might do some good for somebody. And I think that in this time, a song like that is quite a powerful statement. And I certainly hope it encourages a lot of folks who do consider themselves Christian to ask themselves, are they really trying to walk the walk that Jesus did, or are they a little too preoccupied with trying to play God?
Well, that's a very powerful statement. It's a very powerful song. And Chris, you have a powerful presence yourself. Thank you so much for joining us. And folks, if you're in Pittsburgh, consider going to the Chris Matthews concert at UU Songspace on Saturday, May 10th. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, and thanks so much for the time. Thanks so much for the chat.
And here we go from Chris's new album, Reclamation, Like Jesus Would.
In my hometown, there's a church on every block. Sanctified folks who'd much rather pray for you than talk. They cherry pick the good word and hold on to the bad parts, so they can willfully ignore every lesson Jesus taught. But in a town I've never been to before, I saw a church that made me want to run right through its doors. I could tell just by the outside I'd be met with open arms. Folks spreading the good news with open minds and open hearts. Pride flags flying for all to see. Black lives matter on the church marquee. Bet they don't just pray when the sick take ill, or just in thoughts when another gun kills. I bet they go like Jesus would, like the choice they make might do some good for somebody. That's my kind of Christianity. Somebody said if Jesus came back now, half the Christians in this country would try to crucify him somehow. They call him a liberal and hurl a woke like a slur. They take one look at his brown skin and then probably call him worse. So this one's for those fishers of men, not the people putting evil in evangelical again. Love one another is commandment from the start. So keep spreading the good news with open minds and open hearts. Bright flags flying for all to see. Black lives matter on the church marquee. That they don't just pray when the sick take ill, or just send thoughts when another gun kills. I bet they vote like Jesus would, like the choice they make might do some good for somebody. That's my kind of Christianity. Pride flags flying for all to see. Black lives matter on the church marquee. That they don't just pray when the sick take ill, or just in thoughts when another gun kills. Or that they go like Jesus would, like the choice they make might do some good for somebody. Yeah, that's my kind of Christianity. That's my kind of Christianity.
Background, you're listening to Pittsburgh area guitarist Alex Melashenko play The Magic Box, a tune he wrote and that will be on his coming out soon album. Come on, Alex, get her released. Oh, thank you so much for listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program. Let me tell you what was going on lately. We heard from Chris Matthews, and during the course of the interview, we heard Suit and Tie and Like Jesus Would from her new record Reclamation. And in the middle of the conversation, we heard an online version of her newest single Sleeves Up that she released on Inauguration Day 2025. Come up next is a song that's been floating around the folk area for a long time, and the version that Pete Seeger came up with is the one that is about the union movement, but it's been adapted for lots of different ways. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Son, he'll be with you fellow workers until this battle's won. Tell me, which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Sing it!
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Tell me which side.
good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell. Tell me, which side are you on?
I peek down with Pete, and we cannot really believe. We see so much violence, we feel so much pain, as we would have fought in vain. The world looks so small from up here, but everything's totally clear. Some music is loud, some music is strange. Some music still dares to long for a change. Remember down there, up here we still care, and stand with the brave without fear. Who's saying deportee, turn, 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 do re mi, and sit on the floor with the poor. We'll feed the hungry and never get angry down there in the street like Woody and Pete. In a beautiful light, and now we look down at your strife. We're left with good hope and peace in our heart, but evil was bound to restart. Slander, corruption and lies, and so many children who die, and horrible faces on screen and TV. No sign of compassion and no empathy. Remember down there, up here we still care, and stand with the brave without fear. Who sing deportee, turn, 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 do re mi, and sit on the floor with the poor. Who will feed the hungry and never get angry down there in the street like Woody and Pete. On the floor with the poor, who will feed the hungry and never get angry down there in the street like Woody and Pete.
Kiss is the oath that they swear. And when the veil of dreams has lifted and the fairy tales have all been told, there's a kiss at the end of the rainbow, more precious than a pot of gold.
My sweet, my dear, my darling, you're so far away from me, though an ocean of tears divides us, let the bridge of our love span the sea.
Why you listen to Bolton O'Brien play Packy's Pandemonium? Let me tell you about that last set of music, and then we'll get right on to our gospel set. We start off with Pete Seeger doing Which Side Are You On? A song that goes way, way back into the 1940s. I think Florence Reese is the one who actually wrote it, but Pete Seeger's one who popularized and has been used for lots of different movements. Then you heard a new single from Bebe Gambetta, in which he honored Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, as a new single called Woody and Pete. And then Jesse was here. He and I weren't talking and laughing about the next one. Mitch and Mickey, really. I think in real life, the actors sang the parts themselves, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara. A Kiss at the End of the Rainbow from that hilarious movie, A Mighty Wind, came out in 2003. I won't give anything away about the ending, though. All right, let's get our gospel set going. We're going to start off with the Leuven Brothers.
Shout or will you cry when the fire ain't from on high? Are you ready for the grave? mushrooms of destruction fall in all its purity grade. God will surely save his children from that awful, awful fate.
Are you
ready for the great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire ain't from on high? Are you ready?
Ain't you glad you got good religion?
Ain't you glad you got good religion? Ain't you glad you got good religion? Your feet been taken out to hard clay. My day was Monday when I got good religion. Your feet been taken out to hard clay.
Is humming. She was Luba Cotton's great-granddaughter. And the two of them are doing Jesus Lifted Me, the last song on her gospel set. And before that, you heard the Blind Boys of Alabama doing Good Religion. And before that, Luther Dickinson, featuring the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band, doing By and By I'm Going to See the King from the songs of Blind Willie Johnson. And we start off with the 1952 version of the Lubin Brothers, Are You Ready for the Great Atomic Power? Well, we're about out of time here, so I'll just thank you all for listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast for the Roots program. I am Mando Richard, saying be well, stay safe, be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. I'll see you again next week on the radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Remastermedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session.
Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and...
Hello there, folks. Pull up a low note and settle there, folks.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
album. It's a rug, it's a home, it's a rug, it's a window on a... Yes, yes. Up, huh? I'll go home. It's home.